Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. What is up? Welcome to episode 221. Thanks so much for listening. It means so much to me. If it brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review and hit that subscribe button. Don't be a stranger. Shoot me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. Let me know what you want to hear more of, and please be sure to share the podcast. I'm truly grateful for your support. Thank you. Almost 500 of you are part of my Facebook group, Motivated Minds. And for some time, I felt as if something was missing. Direct real-time interactions, limiting the ability to create a true community, a place where each of you can interact with each other and myself real-time. So I'm changing that. Each of you are officially invited to my free Discord group, Motivated Minds. This will replace the current Facebook group and create a platform to bring this podcast community together in real time. It will enable me to interact with each of you real time for more in-depth conversations. To kick off this new Discord group, I'm doing a giveaway. I'm giving away a 5-minute journal and a productivity planner bundle worth $53 from Intelligent Change. Here's what you need to do to enter. Click the link in my show notes to join the Discord group. Drop into one of the channels and introduce yourself. Who are you and what you're looking to get out of this community? That's it. This giveaway will be ending July 15th, so make sure to enter. See you all in the group. Almost everyone wishes they were more successful, wealthy, happy, and self-confident. And there's one common thread that can lead us to each of these things. They're found in what we do every day, specifically our habits. Having the right habits are essential aspects of our everyday lives. Habits are those small changes that can add up to significant results over time. So, what are some life-changing habits? How can we implement them today to lead us to the life we want? Number one, follow the 5-25 rule. This was made famous by Warren Buffett, created to help people focus on their most valued ambitions, the ones that seem the most meaningful. Now, making a list of goals is nothing new. It's a first step for many of us when we think about accelerating our lives. But the 5-25 rule is a process that allows us to prioritize those goals, committing to the most critical goals, which in turn allows us to increase the chances of hitting those goals. This is because we aren't juggling a multitude of goals that spread our efforts thin, which may be challenging to accept because most of us assume doing more is better in terms of speed and quality. However, focusing on less is much more effective. So, what is the 5-25 rule? Make a list of the 25 things you want to do in your life. They can be career-focused, relationship-focused, health-focused, whatever is most important to you. Now, circle the top five. Those top five are the only ones you focus on. Never think about the other 20 again. Don't put those 20 in your calendar. Don't save them for a rainy day. Don't even let them keep living on the page. Cross them out, especially if you don't want to. Now, this seems extremely simple, and that's because it is. And that's the beauty in it. It works. Because we're acknowledging that we can't focus on lots of things at once. And science has proved this. Researchers at the University of Oregon concluded that the human brain has a built-in limit on the number of discrete thoughts it can entertain at one time. The limit for most individuals is 4. Even on a daily basis, we struggle to deal with a multitude of thoughts, never mind critical components such as our goals. So, for a goal to get on the list, it must hold value and/or meaning to us. The circled goals are, by definition, the most valuable, therefore, the most deserving of our efforts. This rule really comes down to ruthless prioritization. Warren Buffett is famous for saying, "The difference between successful people and really successful people is that really successful people say no to almost everything." Now, this prioritization doesn't come naturally to most people, and that's because we love to leave our options open. We can be extremely ambitious about how many goals we can achieve. And this naturally means we split our energy and resources over many goals, compromising how much effort, energy, and resources we put into each one, which naturally means we're lowering the chances of achieving those goals, forcing ourselves to commit to the best 5 of 25 allows us to split resources and energy across a smaller number of goals, which increases our chances of achieving them. By eliminating the majority of our goals, we're consciously classifying them into 1 or 2 categories, do or do not. Keeping our objective narrow better accommodates selective focus, the ability to direct our attention to one goal and block out distractions. Number 2, use your time wisely. Time is a depreciating asset. Unlike other things in our lives that can be purchased, collected, or hoarded, time falls outside of all of those categories. It depreciates day by day. And even though all of us know this, most people still choose to use their time poorly. So, how can we use our time wisely? Start tomorrow today. This serves really 2 purposes. 1, it allows us to pull things out of our mind and get them down on either a piece of paper or an app, which can help us fall asleep, which means we're getting proper rest to attack tomorrow and give our energy to the things that matter. 2, it allows us to have a clear vision, intentions, and goals for the following day. Next, automate and delegate. We don't have to do everything ourselves. We need to leverage automation if possible, or learn to delegate tasks. Technology has now gotten to the point where we can automate a number of things in our lives, from appointments, scheduling, auto shipping items using Google Docs and Sheets or Apple Files to link documents and devices, setting reminders on smart devices or our phones, to paying bills. There are a number of options and resources. Next, identify your most productive times. By identifying these productive time periods, we are able to ensure that we assign and complete our most important and difficult tasks in those periods with minimal interruptions. These important tasks consume greater time if there are interruptions, so assigning them to our productive time slots ensures the greatest efficiency. Now, you may be wondering, how do I identify my most productive times? One way is by simply understanding when you feel like you're doing your best work. And if that doesn't help, over the course of a week or 2, jot down any moments that you feel like you're on a roll. Note that time. Over the course of that week or 2, try to identify if there's a pattern, a specific block of time between those days or weeks. Next, identify your time wasters. Back on episode 206, I shared a simple way that we can understand some of these time wasters. And it bears repeating given how valuable this is. If you have an iPhone, go into your settings and type screen time into the search bar at the top. Once in the screen time settings, you can click see all activity. You could toggle between week and day. This starts to paint a very clear picture on how we're using our phone and which apps we're spending the most time on. When thinking about just the day, it may not seem like a lot of time, but when we zoom out for a week and think about these behaviors compounded in a month, it might start to indicate which behaviors need to be shifted based on where we're wasting our most time. So, how can we correct course? If you're on that same screen, you'll see a section labeled Most Used. These are all of the apps and the total time that you spend on them. If you click on one of those apps, you'll be brought to another screen that shows the total time. And at the very bottom, you'll see Add Limit. If you click that, you can set your desired limit, meaning 5 minutes before you've hit that limit with that particular app, you'll receive a notification, allowing you to snap out of your days and exit out of the app. It also makes it so the particular app is dark on your home screen when you've hit that limit. So when you click that particular app, you will see a time glass with the words time limit, you've reached your limit on whatever particular app it is. And if this doesn't work, remove the app altogether off your phone. These small tricks can make a world of difference. We need to train our brain to spend time on things that are useful and impactful rather than wasting that time. Number three, learn how to manage your money. Money management is way more important than getting more money. Most people don't actually need more money. They need to learn how to manage the money that they do have before earning more. A little over 55% of Americans do not use a budget to manage their hard-earned income. More money usually compounds the poor habits we already have around money. So, how can we learn to manage our money better? Take a mental inventory of your current position. Ask yourself, am I consistently overspending? Do I have enough saved up to survive an unexpected expense? Do I live paycheck to paycheck? Do I feel overwhelmed by financial language? The key is that we're honest with ourselves when answering these questions. Because if we're honest, we can learn to shift directions and educate ourselves. Next, track your spending. Better money management starts with spending awareness. Luckily, technology can help in this category. Use a money management app like NerdWallet. This helps to track spending across categories and see for ourselves how much we're spending on non-essentials, such as dining, entertainment, and so on. Next, create a monthly budget. Use your monthly spending habits as well as your monthly take-home pay to set a budget you know you can keep. There's no use setting a strict budget based on drastic changes such as never eating out when you're currently ordering takeout 4 times a week. Create a budget that works with your lifestyle and spending habits. Don't go broke trying to look wealthy. Number four, create laser focus on your goals. Whatever goal we want to achieve, we need to put all of our focus into it. Everything else is just background noise. We need to remind ourselves daily. Starve our distractions and feed our focus. We need to be attached and focused on our goals. If not, we're going to struggle to move forward because it doesn't come from a place of importance or meaning. When we set goals for ourselves, it is important that they motivate us. This means making sure that they are important to us, not our friends, not our family, not our colleagues. What's truly a priority to us, and what will bring happiness and fulfillment to us. We decide what those things are. Goals that are important and hold meaning to us, if we have little to no interest in the goal or the outcome of achieving that goal, then the greater chance of putting off that goal and the chances of us achieving those goals becomes greatly reduced. The idea is to create a sense of urgency behind our goals because we understand the value it creates in our lives and to our success. So, how can we stay laser focused on our goals? Write down your goals twice a day. Those five goals we defined earlier need to be at the front of our mind at all times. Writing them down in the morning and evening will ensure we don't get lost in distractions and remind ourselves what is priority. It also helps to state them out loud. This works similar to daily affirmations. Next, keep your goals within reach, meaning they are in a place where you can reference them no matter where you are. I have my goals right beside my Keurig, so every morning they are right in my face as a reminder. I also keep them in my Google Drive. This allows me to reference them wherever I am in the world. Next, write down what you're willing to give up, what you're willing to sacrifice to achieve and stay focused on our goals. Are you willing to give up watching too much TV, aimlessly browsing the internet, or doom scrolling on social media? Are you willing to give up bad habits, an extra hour or 4 hours of your time per day? Are you willing to allow notifications to distract you? Are you willing to give up a portion of your income? The famous words from Thomas Jefferson capture this best. If you want something you've never had, you must be willing to do something you've never done before. Next, talk about your goals with like-minded people. When we talk to people of a similar mind and similar goals, it gets us pumped up and motivated to take action. We leave those conversations feeling excited, energetic, enthusiastic, optimistic, and fired up to accomplish big things. Lastly, consistently take action. When we're consistently taking action to achieve our goals, we're laser focused. And this means nothing can stand in our way. Number 5, invest. We are our most valuable asset. That means that what and how we take care of ourselves means a great deal to our mental health and success. So, what are some ways that we can invest? This really breaks down into 2 categories. Number 1, investing in yourself. Things such as reading. Reading helps to expand our mind, whether it's educational or recreational. Reading can also help to stimulate our thoughts and increase our vocabulary. I think everyone should implement at least 20 to 30 minutes of reading a day. Take courses. This not only allows us to learn new skills, but also expand our current skills. It also allows us to change and expand the way we view life, which can help us become well-rounded. These things also lead to greater confidence, which means that we ultimately take more risk, leading us to larger rewards. And number 2, investing in income-producing assets. This means we are paying money now to acquire an asset or account with the intent of generating more income in the future. And these assets are attractive because of their ability to generate consistent, stable income over time. And I want to be clear, finding the right combination of assets to achieve your financial goals will be entirely up to you and what makes sense for your goals. Some of these income-producing assets can be things such as real estate assets, stocks, private equity investing, building a business, land, online businesses. These investments allow us to build our empire, which allows us the freedom and flexibility to increase the investments in ourselves and those around us. Weekly challenge. Every week, this is something new. Every week, I will be challenging you to do something outside of your comfort zone pertaining to the episode. This week's challenge: introduce these life-changing habits into your life and track your progress over the next 60 days. So to recap, number one, follow the 525 rule. Make a list of 25 things you want to do in your life. Circle the top five. Those top five are the only ones you focus on. Never think about the other 20 again. For a goal to get on the list, it must hold value or meaning to us. The circled goals are, by definition, the most valuable, therefore the most deserving of our efforts. Number two, use your time wisely. Time is a depreciating asset. Unlike other things in our lives that can be purchased or collected or hoarded, time falls outside of all of those categories. Next, start tomorrow today. It allows us to have a clear vision, intentions, and goals for the following day. Automate and delegate. We don't have to do everything ourselves. We need to leverage automation if possible, or learn to delegate tasks. Identify your most productive times. By identifying these productive time periods, we are able to ensure that we assign and complete our most important and difficult tasks in those periods with minimal interruptions. And lastly, identify your time wasters. We need to train our brain to spend time on things that are useful and impactful rather than wasting that time. Number three, learn how to manage your money. Money management is way more important than getting more money. Most people don't actually need more money. They need to learn how to manage the money that they do have before earning more. So, track your spending, create a monthly budget, don't go broke trying to look wealthy. Number four, create laser focus on your goals. Whatever goal we want to achieve, we need to put all of our focus into it. Everything else is just background noise. We need to remind ourselves daily, starve our distractions, and feed our focus. Write down your goals twice a day. Keep your goals within reach. Write down what you're willing to give up, to sacrifice. And lastly, consistently take action. Number five, invest. We are our most valuable asset. That means that what and how we take care of ourselves means a great deal to our mental health and success. Start investing in yourself and in income-producing assets. These investments allow us to build our empire, which allows us the freedom and flexibility to increase the investments in ourselves and those around us. This week's shout out is by Laura, who sent me a DM on Instagram. Hey Scott, just found your podcast and already getting so much from your words, especially when talking about comparing to others. The other piece that hit hard was the feeding when dealing with problems. I actually recorded that part of you saying, "This is episode blank, how to solve any problem." Never in the history of time did sitting with a piss poor attitude solve anything so good. So true. I'm dealing with a very moody coworker who has really been getting me down, and these words really put things into perspective. perspective. For an opportunity to be next week's shout-out, please leave an honest review on the podcast, send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. You just might be the next shout-out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into 5 life-changing habits. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram at @themotivated_mind and on Facebook at The Motivated Mind Podcast. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.